Okay, good afternoon, everyone. Welcome again to the hopefully weekly, I think this is our fourth week already, of Shiurim on a little bit Parsha and a little bit Halacha that are relevant to what we're speaking about, and perhaps the time. We start at the beginning of Parsha's Vayeshev. Vayeshev Yaakov Be'eretz Megurei Aviv Be'eretz Kinoan. And the Pasuk says, Eila told us Yaakov Yosef. And Rashi brings a Medrash. Va'oid nidrash boy, va'yeshev, bikesh Yaakov leishev b'shalva. Yaakov wanted to dwell in tranquility. Kofatz olav roigzoi shel Yosef. It jumped upon him the anger, or I guess anger is the best word, of Yosef. Meaning something about Yosef created the fact that Yaakov could not live b'shalva. And Rashi continues with the Divrei Chazal, Tzadikim mevakshim leishev b'shalva, oimrim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, loydayin l'tzadikim asher mesukin lohem l'olam haba. It's not enough that they have l'olam haba, el shem mevakshim leishev b'shalva ba'olam hazeh. So the question over here is, what exactly does it mean that Yaakov wanted to live b'shalva, and it was kofetz olav roigzoi shel Yosef, that Yosef's, the anger of Yosef, or that which those were angry with Yosef about, perhaps, caused Yaakov that he could not have tranquility. And the truth is, we do find other tzaddikim that they had tranquility. Rebbe was Eichem Mishtei Shulchanos, and others. I'd like to try to understand this Chazal based on a very fascinating taich in the argument between Yosef and the Shiftei Kah and his brothers. The Pasuk says, Vayove Yosef is dibosam ro el avihem. Yosef brought their evil talk about them, things that that were not complimentary, and they were actually lishna bisha about the shvatim to his father, and that caused the hate between Yosef and his brothers. And Chazal have three different things that they say that Yosef said. One, Yosef said that the shvatim were over on Eiver min Hachai. Another thing, the Shvatim were over on Gili Arayis. A third thing, the Shvatim were called the Bnei HaShvachos. They spoke to the Bnei HaShvachos in a derisive and derogatory way. They called them Shvachos, they told them Avadim. So the question really is that the Shiftei Kah, of course, were Tzadikim. How could it be? And Yosef was also a tzaddik. So how could it be that the Shiftei Kah actually were culpable certainly in Yosef's mind, of doing these things? Says the Mishnah Lamelech in the Parashas Drachim, where he has a very long treatise on the idea of what status did they have? What status did Yaakov have? What status did Avram have? What status did the brothers have before Matan Torah? What status were they Yidden? Did they have a din of Klal Yisrael? Or did they have a din of Bnei Noach? So, says the Parashas Drachim, this was really the machlokes between the Shvatim and Yosef. Yosef held that they still had a din of Bnei Noach, meaning they still had to go through a process to be Yidden. They had to go into Golos. They had to come out of Mitzrayim. Whereas the Shvatim felt that their Golos in the house of Lavan with their father and coming back to Eretz Yisrael, that they already had din a full-fledged Yidden. Says the Parashas Drachim, the Mishnah Lamelech in the Parashas Drachim, he says the following thing. He says, we know that if a Yid shechts an animal, even if the animal is jumping around, it's mefarcheses, so since Shechita is a prescribed way of killing for Jews, therefore, it's not considered Eiver Min Hachai if he eats from the animal while it is moving around. However, if a guy eats from that animal, if a guy would go and shecht an animal, and then a Ben Noach, for lack of a better word, a Ben Noach, or a non-Jew, a Gentile, goes and shechts an animal and does that, and eats from it while it is still moving around, it's still Mefarcheses, so it's as if he's eating Eiver Min Hachai, because it's not considered that it's dead yet, because Shechita is not prescribed for a guy. Therefore, he would be chayav for Eiver Min Hachai. Another difference between a Ben Noach and a Yid is that the Ben Noach is not allowed to have Avadim. Whereas now I have another guy, another ben noach has an eved. Whereas a Jew, if a person has the status of a Jew, he could be kind another eved. And further, if a person was a ben noach and their status changed to being a Jew, so gershon is garka katan shenoyladami, he really midiraisa can marry any relative. So says the Parshas Drachim, this was the source of the machlekes. They actually, the shvatim thought they were yidden. So they married what were arayas before, relatives before, sisters before. But now it was like gershon is garka katan shenoyladami. Therefore, they felt that the bnei hashvachais, they already had the right to call them avadim, because they already had a din of yidden. Further, they felt that if they shechted an animal, it wasn't ever menachai, even if it was moving around. Whereas Yosef held the opposite. He held that if they shechted an animal, they still had a din of a ben noach. If they still had a din of a ben noach, the animal was considered ever menachai. Their relatives were still their relatives. Therefore, they were over in Gili Arayas. And the Bnei HaShvachos should not have been referred to or been dealt with in a derisive manner. That is the understanding of the Parshas Drachim, and that was the Machlokes. So really, Yosef was right in his Shita, and the Shvatim were right in their Shita. I would argue that the in depth, what Yosef was really saying was, there's still a process that Klal Yisrael has to go through. They still have to go into Golus. But it could be that that's what the Chazal mean. Yaakov really felt that they didn't have to go into Golus. Bikesh Yaakov leishiv b'shalva. Yaakov wanted to live b'shalva. He felt that we were already home. We already became Klal Yisrael. And there was no further avoid of Golus that we had to go into. Kafatol of Roigza shel Yosef, Rashi says, in the name of Chazal. The Roigza of Yosef was that Yosef Shita, Yosef understood that there was still a Golus to have to navigate. That Klal Yisrael, in order for it to become fully Klal Yisrael, they would have to navigate a Golus. And that's Kofetel of Roigza Shel Yosef. So it could be that other tzaddikim had shalva, but the shalva that Yaakov wanted, that was not yet. He could not yet have that shalva because there had to be a golus and there had to be that cleansing process and that whole process of becoming Klal Yisrael. In the sale of Yosef, in the whole story that happens with the Shvatim of Yosef and how they deal with Yosef, we find a very, very fascinating pasuk of a Habay Reik Ein Boy Mayim. The Shvatim, the Yosef was thrown in. He was mushlach into a bar. Habar reik ein boy mayim. The bar was empty, and there was no water in the bar. And since we're coming up to Chanukah Mitzvah Hashem next week, I'd like to discuss the juxtaposition of this chazal, the habar reik ein boy mayim, which is a gemara in the Chav Beis in the name of Rabbi Tanchum. Rabbi Tanchum is the author of the Medrash Tanchuma. But before the statement of Habarek Ein Boy Mayim, where the Gemara brings a member of Rabbi Tanchum, there are two things brought. The first member of Rabbi Tanchum is the following: Ner Chanukah Shehinicha Lemaila Michof Amo Psula Kesuka Ukemavui. A Ner Chanukah that is placed more than 20 amos above high from the Rishus Rabbim is possible, like Sukkah and like Mavui. That's one statement from the name of Rabbi Tanchum. The second statement in the name of Rabbi Tanchum is on the pasuk in this week. This pasuk in this week's parsha. My dechsiv v'habor reik ein boy mayim mimashma shenemar v'habor reik eini yodeya she'ein boy mayim. Do I not know that there was no water? Elamat talmud loyma ein boy mayim mayim ein boy. There was no water. Avol nechashim v'akrovim yesh boy. There were nechashim and akrovim. There were snakes and scorpions. And the question that many Achrayim ask, many Mefarshim ask, is what is the connection between these two statements of Rabbi Tanchum? What is the connection of the Ner Chanukah Shenicha L'mayla Michof Amo is Pasul, and V'Habarek Ein B'Mayim, Mayim Ein Boy Avol Nechoshim V'Akrovim Yesh Boy. Many different Terutzim are said. I'd like to share with the Olam a Teretz of the Meshech Chochma. The Meshech Chochma says the following thing. The Meshech Chochma says that in the Nes of Chanukah, there were really two Nisim. One Nes was the victory of war. The victory of the war and the fact that Malchus came back, the Malchus was came back to Klal Yisrael until, in the area of 200 years. However, the Zikoron of this Nes, the Chachamim made with Ner Chanukah. They made that we have to light Neros as a Zikoron of that Nes. And the Zikoron, the Nes, even though the nes of the parshemen, that they found the parshemen, they were able to light neiris, that was an obvious nes. The other nes of winning the war was not so obvious. But Chazal wanted that it should be clear that the nes was so obvious, it was so yoytzei min hateva, and in order to make a bracha, in order to be mevarech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that a nes happened, it has to be a nes that happened totally beyond the teva. Therefore, Chazal were koveyed on the neiris. They were koveyed that the neiris, and that's why the nes of the Pach Shemen is a nes that reveals that everything was really a nes. It's so totally yoytzei min hateva. For that, Chazal is telling us, Rabbi Tanchum is telling us, you have to be able to see it. Since you have to be able to see it, it's Loisholta Be'ein if it's less than 20 Amos. If it's less than 20 Amos, therefore, that's the first statement of Rabbi Tanchum. Rabbi Tanchum's statement is, Ner Shel Chanukah Shenichel L'mayla Michof Amo, you have to be able to see. And if it's Loisholta Be'ein, you're not going to see it, so you're not going to be able to realize the Nes and be Mavarach on the Nes that was totally Chutz Min HaTeva, because you won't be able to see the Neiris. And the Neiris revealed that it was totally Chutz Min HaTeva. Says Reb Meir Simcha in the Meshech Chochma, when Yosef went, the Tanchuma says that when Yosef came back from burying his father, he passed by the bar, and he looked into the bar, and the Yerushalmi tells us that he meant, that he did this L'Shem Shamayim. Why did he do this L'Shem Shamayim? He wanted to say, Baruch She'osa Li Neis B'Mokim Hazeh. Now, when do you make a bracha on a neis? We just said, it has to be totally Yotzei Min HaTeva. Well, if the bar was totally empty, it would not be a nes totally yaitzim min hateva. Must be that in order to make this bracha, Rabbi Tanchum said there must have been a nes that went out of the teva. What is that nes? That nes is that it was maybe there was no water in the bar, but nechashim v'akrovim yeshboi, there must have been something that made it totally chutz min hateva. So the two statements go together. The first statement is that you have to be able to see the neiros, which represent the nes chutz totally yaitzim min hateva, and that is the nes of the pach shemen, and you have to be able to see the neiros. And the second statement of Rabbi Tanchum is l'shitasoi, that Yaakov, that Yosef must have been extricated from a nes that was yaitzim min hateva, that he was in a bar with snakes and scorpions. Just in the last 2 minutes, we'd like to discuss a halacha that has to do with the Neiris of Chanukah and the Neis of the Neiris of Chanukah, and it's really in the first siman of Shulchan Aruch on Hilchas Chanukah. It says, the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tov Reish Ayin, Sif Aleph says, Hanoshim, V'noyegais Hanoshim Shaloi Lasois Malacha Ba'oid Shahaneirais Dolkois. The minig is that women should not do Malacha as long as the Neirais are Dolkois. V'yesh Misha Oimer She'ein Lahokel Bazeh, that one should not be Makel in this thing. And I'd like to discuss two things. First of all, for how long can the women not do malacha? And what malachas are they not allowed to do? Now, it seems that there are two differing opinions as to why a person is not allowed to, a woman should not be doing malacha ba'oid da shahaneirais dolkais. One opinion is given is that Chanukah they made for a yomtif of halal v'hoidiyah, and since it's that, and to show that, They were noyeg that the women who the nes really came through them, that they should not do malacha. The second reason is that we want to show that you're not allowed to be mishtamesh and nene from the ur of the uris of the neiris of Chanukah. Says so if the there really is a difference in opinion as to what the reason is, and there's going to be a difference in halacha. According to the first reason, so really, as long as neiros are lit in order to show the yomtif of Chanukah, so no matter where they're lit, even not in a person's house, pashtus, whatever, when neiros are being lit, we want to be able to show the specialness of the nes of Chanukah, and as long as neiros are lit. So according to that shita, and there are shitas like this that hold that as long as neiros are lit anywhere, women shouldn't do in pashtus. That would be until chatzos, until late at night. And even if the woman is not in her own house, however, according to the first pshat, according to the second pshat, we want to show that you're not going to be mishtamesh, you shouldn't be mishtamesh from the ner. So that's, and not doing malacha shows that I'm not using the light in any way. So as long as I'm in my house, this would apply. If I'm not in my house, I'm not in the neiros that are also, I'm not being mishtamesh with the neiros at all, I could really do malacha outside the house. Secondly, all I would need is to refrain from doing malacha for chatzi shah, which is the shear of using the neiris. And this is the opinion of the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah says that as long as the neiris are doyle like bib beisai in his house, the women should not do malacha, and the malacha that they should not do malacha for only a half hour. However, after that, they really could be nene from the Ur, because they were already yoytze the mitzvah, and they could really do malacha after a half hour of the neiros being lit. Just one more moment. The question is, what malachas should they refrain from? The minig of Yerushalayim, it's brought from Dayan Fisher, not to do any malacha at all. However, that is not the ungenumen psak. The ungenumen psak is that they are allowed to do any malacha that you can do even on Yom Tif, certainly, which means they could do malacha of bishul, afia, and preparing any food, so they can fry latkes and the like. That would be mutter. But other malachas would not be mutter. However, there's even a more kal dika shita, which is the accepted practice, that they are not supposed to do any malacha like tfira, like sewing, sriga, weaving, or and kibbutz, or cleaning clothing, or ironing clothing, but other things in the bias, like cleaning the bias and the like, are not usur. And this is an opinion that one can be samechon. Thank you so much, and have a wonderful day.